Our community connection here, it is 835, 36 degrees, and our community connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And I have Rachel Holdridge with us here from Elder Care. It's always great seeing you.
It's always nice to be here. Thank you.
We just found out that our children are in the same theater presentation with the Missoula Children's Theater Group.
Yes, so very exciting.
If you don't have tickets yet and you want to see the kiddos just have a ball, you got to go see The Amazing Adventures of Robinson Crusoe Friday at noon or at 7 p.m.
That's right. Or if you're a diehard, you'll be at both.
And you're going to be at both.
I am going to be at both.
You. I wanted to be at both. But no, Miss Susie's going to go to the noon and also the evening one, so she's going to get a double dose. But
it sounds like it's going to be a really great program. It's going to be really cute. So
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're not going to give away any of the secrets here, folks. So there you go. But we're here to talk about elder care
That's
today.
Right.
And, of course, with elder care, we have the flu shot wrap up. And tell us what's going on there. They're still available, right?
They are still available. So we are actually not doing any more of our flu shot clinics. We did... We did extend by one day, and we had one Tuesday date in November, mm-hmm. and we, you know, were open to the community for them to come get flu shots, but we still have some high dose available and some regular dose. So mm-hmm. If you need one, if a loved one needs one, go ahead and call and make an appointment. We can get you set up with that.
That's very good. A lot of people are wondering if there's still high dose available.
Yes. Now, I will tell you, it was quite a job finding the high dose around here.
Nobody had it.
Yeah. No one had it. We didn't have it. No one had it. So for a couple weeks, we were just regular dose only. And then the week that we finally got it, we were out of it within the whole morning session. I mean, our doors were full. Like, we had people lined around the building. Parking was a mess. I mean, it was great for us and it was great for them. We were happy to help them, but it was busy.
Yeah. I'm of the age where, you know, you're better. I know a lot of people my age were talking about how hard it was. It was like a needle in the haystack, but
yes.
I didn't mean to say that when talking about
nice. No, really, like we would have some people, you know, we would have clients who would feel the need to tell us where they had found it because we didn't have it. So we would hear the health department had 20 doses or a certain pharmacy would have 10 doses. And so if people called, we'd tell them, but we would tell them, I don't know if they have it. You know, at this point, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was a game. It was a hunting game. So,
but we got to meet a lot of people.
Yes, we did. We saw a lot of people, made a lot of phone calls. We took names and numbers, and Jennifer and I were calling people until like 6:30 one night, letting them know that we did not have it, so don't come up here the next day. And it was busy.
And rest assured, it is a flu shot. Now, goodness sakes alive, Elder Care is just so involved with our seniors, or I call them seasoned citizens.
Yes.
Simply because our seasoned citizens don't act like seasoned citizens.
No.
There's been this thing over the past 20 years where it's like, what happened to you? You're still running around. You're making me tired watching you.
They are
because
busy.
They are active.
Yes.
And they also come by with Elder Care because you guys have a lot of activities that involve them, too.
We do. So I actually brought the brochure again. I think that's just
going
to be a staple. Yeah, I think I'm just going to bring that every time I come. So tonight, I won't talk too much about what's going on tonight because it's members only. Yeah. And so that's one you have to be a member to go to. But we are having a Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be super fun. We've been working on all week. We've got it decorated. Great menu. We're really excited about that. And I'm actually pretty excited because my life group from my church will be helping out and volunteering at that.
Sweet.
So I'm extra excited. And then my mom gets roped into volunteering whether or not she wants to or not.
She
does want to,
though.
She's excited about this one. Uh-huh. So she'll be there. So I'm going to have a lot of my favorite people there tonight. So I'm pretty excited. And then our next event coming up, we have Salute to Veterans. And this event is open to the public. It's free. Mm-hmm. We just ask that you do RSVP before, just so we can have an idea of...
I know you're coming.
Yes, so we can get snacks and things ready. We will have light refreshments. But this event is really sweet. It's just if you just feel the need to honor someone who had served, or it's just Salute to Veterans. So you're more than welcome to come and... you know, support our patriots and our veterans that have fought for us. And so you do not have to have served. You can just come just to support. So this is really exciting. And our speech therapist, Abigail Peterman, is actually going to be leading the music.
Very nice.
So, and she will have two young ladies from our church as well. We go to church together. And so they're going to put on this little kind of USO themed little event. It's really cute. And I'm excited about it. So they've been practicing. It sounds great. We're really excited about it.
This is going to be swell. Now, coming up in December, we have the Voices.
Community Voices. Yes.
What's going on there?
So we're going to bring in Legal Aid, and they're going to be talking about high-tech scams and just internet scams, things like that, because this is the perfect time for seniors to get scammed, unfortunately, with all the holiday shopping coming up. So they're going to be talking about that. They're going to be answering any questions, giving you suggestions on how, if you do want to utilize online shopping, how you could also do that but be safe. There's some interesting thing. I've heard this presentation before, and not at elder care, but I have heard that before. And it is interesting things that you don't think about when online shopping. So there's ways to safely get your job done with Christmas shopping if you just cannot get out and about.
Well, that's good to know. We were talking about that because so many stories have been in the news here locally over the past month and a half. It's been kind of off the charts, and it's good to know that we're having this class where we can give everybody a heads up on what to look for as far as trouble is concerned.
Exactly. And if you don't do a lot of online shopping, there are certain things that you may not be aware of, things that may seem off to someone who does a lot of online shopping, but you may not think that it's different. So there's just some ways to just be mindful when shopping. And then they're also going to be talking about, I believe, legal documents. Like they're going to do half section on high-tech scams and then legal documents, how they're beneficial for you during the holidays and how to prep for them and things to be mindful and think of.
You need to get those in order. You always
do. So this is going to have a lot of information in it. So I'm very excited about that. We hope we have a great turnout. We had an amazing turnout for our November Community Voices. So that was great. The room was packed. It was over Alzheimer's and dementia, and it was a lot of information. It was very, very helpful. There was a lot of people there that were caregivers, and they went to hear for their parents, and it was neat. Everybody walked out with a lot of information and feeling a little bit more hopeful on how to help people. So
this is one thing I think that elder care does very, very well, is providing information and education.
Yes.
Because as you start traveling in different paths in your life, whether it be yourself or whether it be a loved one, a mother, father, aunt, uncle, something, or even just a friend who's a little bit older, there's a lot of unknowns out there. They're known to other people,
right,
but not to you.
Yes.
And really clearing up the clouds and clearing the path and letting everyone know, you know, there is, guidelines and pathways by which to navigate through this time in people's lives.
Absolutely.
You guys do that so well.
Thank you. That's our plan. We're actually lining up our 2020 lineup for Community Voices, and we've got some other community events. We're really excited about it. So that's our goal. We want to be a resource. We want to be there. We want to help people.
Now, just in case anybody is not sure where elder care is and what the purpose of elder care is, can you give us a brief synopsis?
Yeah, so we are over at 1223 Swan Drive. If you are familiar with Bartlesville, you'll know that we're not too far from Walmart. We're also right next door to Green Country Village. And then our goal is, we want to help seniors maintain their independence. We want them to have healthy lives. We want them to be able to stay in their homes as long as possible. So we try to provide resources and ways that we can keep them in their home. We can keep them active. We can keep them busy. We can keep them, moving. We've got physical therapy. I mean, those are all of our programs are geared towards keeping people in their homes and living their best life possible.
And also a nice little spice, too. You provide trips on occasion, and I understand you're going to be taking a few folks to Oklahoma City for a very
class. Yes. So we need people to sign up because we've still got just a few spots available. We would love to take everyone. So we're leaving that open for now, but we're going to actually be going to one of the museums down in Oklahoma City. We're going to be going to the National Cowboy and Western Museum, and that's beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going to that, and then we will spend the afternoon kind of wandering Bricktown and enjoying some barbecue.
I have been to Bricktown, and
yes,
that is It's never the same way twice. They always change it up just a little bit. Where was that the last time I was here?
I'm thinking if it stays the way it is, it's pretty cold. So I can't imagine anyone's going to want to do one of the water taxis. But I hope that it warms up just a little for us to get on one of the water taxis.
Those are fun.
Yeah, those are really nice. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm excited about that trip. I'm excited to see what we can do. I know it'll be cold, so we may have to stay indoors, but there's so many things to do. So we'll find something.
Oh, man. Yeah, every time, I've gone on that, my daughter lives over there. And she says, you got to try this. You got to try this. Okay. We went to some place where they were, wine connoisseurs were gathering.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Actually, there's one that my husband and I go to, and it's right on, just right by the little river, and mm-hmm. you can sit there, and we just enjoy a glass of wine, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. So last time we were there, actually, I saw a proposal happen. So there's always something happening, and it was great. Everyone was standing on the rails cheering for them, and mm-hmm. it was sweet. So,
and it's not that far from Toby Keith's when you get done.
That's right. Yep. There's so many things down there.
Well, anyway, this is going to be great. Now, how can our seniors get on board for this trip to Oklahoma City?
So if you're at Elder Care for members only tonight, which I hope that you are, you can sign up at the front desk. Or you can call and you can reserve a spot. We can get you down on the list. And then the next time you're in, you can pay for it.
All righty. And how can you become a member of Elder Care?
So it is super easy. It's just as easy as stopping by the front desk. You just tell Miss Ronnie, or you can grab Jennifer and I, and we can get you signed up. There's some paperwork, and we get you enrolled.
That's
very easy. Yes, it's very easy. Or you could call and we can kind of walk you through some steps that way. But just stop by the front desk and we'll get you all set up.
Now, we are closing in on the holidays. You're celebrating an early Thanksgiving tonight. But we have Christmas. We have Hanukkah. We have, also Festivus for the rest of us.
Right. Yes.
Sometimes our seniors need a little help in the home around this time of year.
Yeah. So one thing I'm still learning about all of our programs, and one thing that we do offer is Brighter Living Services, and that's a cleaning service that can go in, and it's not just cleaning. They're known for doing a lot of like light housekeeping for our seniors, but they can help you with meal prepping. They can do your grocery shopping. It's more of like a companion. So they can go and just keep you company. They can take you to doctor's appointments. So there's things that they can do other than just light housekeeping, but we always advertise for, a gift certificate for some house cleaning for your seniors, mm-hmm. because holidays are really busy.
It.
Yes, but holidays are busy and they're stressful. And sometimes they either insist on hosting, so they have the stress of cooking and the stress of hosting, or sometimes they want to travel, but there's that stress of not coming home to a clean house. So we want to provide that for you. So we have gift certificates available for that. I don't know much about the gift certificate, so I will leave that to someone who works in the program to answer questions. But we do have those available, and you're more than welcome to just call, and we can kind of help you out with that and get you set up for that.
My mom is a senior. And
yes, she's the one with the tribute band, right?
Yeah. Jefferson. Yes. She's the drummer in the Jefferson Starship tribute band. But she insists on having Thanksgiving, and I don't know what she's going to do this year, but what would happen is that she would be up at the crack of dawn, and she'd get a whole bunch of things ready, but then she'd kind of get all kind of out of sorts. And my brothers and I would say, well, Mom, why don't we just kind of keep an eye on some things? Okay. And then off she goes to take a 3-hour nap. And when she wakes up, I said, Mom, I think it's done. But, if you want to present, you go ahead and do that, okay?
Right.
So she now says that she has a crew and she delegates.
I like that. There we go. Sounds like she's a good sport about
help.
It.
She needs that help. And, yes. But it tuckers her out pretty early. And she said that every year it just gets a little bit more, woo.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So we want to take any stress that we can off of our seniors. Mm-hmm. So, that's definitely a service that you can utilize. And it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're not good at keeping your house clean. It doesn't mean that you can't grocery shop or you can't put meals together. This is just, what can you eliminate to make your life a little bit more, stress-free?
Yeah.
And
let's free up
keep
some time.
Keep you doing things that you want to do.
Yeah, let's free up your
You've
time
earned that
you.
In this point in your life. So that's kind of what that's for. So we do have gift certificates available. I can imagine that would be a wonderful gift. I wish someone would get that for me, clean my house for me. But, I think that that's a wonderful gift, and it's definitely something to consider with the holidays.
So for all you older gentlemen out there, there's nothing sexier than getting your significant other a good house cleaning.
Exactly. So you don't have to think about it. You can just come home to a beautiful, clean house.
Well, I want to thank you.
Wonderful gift.
I want to thank you very much. Please tell everybody where they can find elder care, not only physically, but also online.
So you can find us at abouteldercare.org or check out our Facebook page. And that's something that I really want to encourage you to do because Giving Tuesday is coming up. We're going to be participating in Giving Tuesday. We're going to be kind of releasing what our goal is and just some little tidbits and some testimonials. So I encourage you to kind of plug into our Facebook page if you haven't already and just follow along and think about participating in Giving Tuesday. And then also we have a Santa Day coming up, which I won't talk too much about that because I'll talk about that the next time I'm here.
Oh, great.
But we do have a Santa Day coming up, which will be open. It's free. It's open to the community. You can bring your phone, take pictures with Santa at Elder Care, and we'll have some light refreshments. But that's going to be, we'll have some things, some funny Santa pictures on Facebook and just kind of letting you know more details as that comes along.
Rachel Oldridge, thank you very much. It's always
thank
a
you.
Pleasure having you in here.
Thank you. And, it's a pleasure
luck.
To be here.
Have fun tonight.
Okay, I will.
All
thank
righty.
You.
And we'll see you at the theater.
That's right.
You've been listening to our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K.